participate. I also feel like, you know, for a lot of people, September is the back to school month. And so God's going to be calling us back to study hall, friends, in the month of September. He's going to be really visiting us in very special and profound ways. I want you to make space for that in your life, for God to visit you in special and profound ways. You'll be getting woken up in the middle of the night. No, it's not insomnia. It's a divine invitation to hear something from the Lord that you can't hear during the busy time of the day. It's a divine invitation to intercede or to partner with God in something. Some of you guys will be arrested in the middle of the day. Your attention, arrested attention, will be in the middle of the day where God's just going to show you something. You're going to see something, and you're going to take some time to step away from whatever it is you're doing, and you're going to go spend some time with the Lord, and He's going to show you some things and tell you some things. Your times of worship are going to be sweeter and more profound. Your times of prayer are going to be more productive. You're going to feel God's presence. You're going to feel it quicker, and you're going to hear Him more clearly. I'm prophesying over you. In case you didn't know, we've already started. This is our prophetic night, and I'm releasing this over you right now.
Yes.
Okay? Sir. This is what's going to happen. Guys, I remember a time in my life where I'd be sitting at a restaurant, just, you know, enjoying company of friends or whatever, and then all of a sudden, a spirit of intercession came over me, and I had to excuse myself from the table in the middle of a restaurant and go out in the car and pray. Did I see that as an inconvenience? Not at all. I saw that as an amazing invitation and opportunity to partner with God. We're all here for all different reasons tonight, asking God to speak into different areas of our lives. Not just our love life, but every area of our life. Because your love life is not mutually exclusive. It's not exclusive. It's connected to the rest of you. You're a holistic person. Every area of your life is connected to every area of your life. And so God's calling us back to study hall in September. There's a manifestation season upon us. There's a birthing season upon us. God's going to give us, Isaiah 66, the strength to push forth in the time of birthing. Go read Isaiah 66. Can a nation be born in a day? Yeah, it can, actually. God said that what I have put in the womb, I will give you the strength to bring forth. That means there's not going to be any miscarriages, or there's not going to be any aborts. Nothing's going to be aborted from your life demonically.
Yes, Lord.
All the promises that you are carrying are yes and amen. What else is September? Well, it's the Jewish New Year. It's the Hebraic New Year. Rosh Hashanah is upon us. I think it's September 22nd this year. And so September is going to be full of all kinds of amazing things. And so what we're going to do is we're going to have 7-day-a-week prayer. We're not going to have any supernatural Saturdays in the month of September. Every day of the week, for those of you that can never make it on the weekdays, you'll get to make it on Saturday and Sunday. We're just going to press in to this special,
yes,
prophetic and supernatural time, the month of September. It's going to be a powerful time. Mm-hmm. I believe that you guys are going to begin to get answers to your prayers like you have never experienced before. And then we are going to hit the ground running in the month of October, which is the 10th and completion month. And I'm going into our anniversary party and all the amazing things that we have planned that month. I really believe that what we do in September is going to set us up for the rest of the year. Going into the rest of the year, going into the holidays, going into the fall, into the winter, into the new year. And so I really do believe that this is a special time that God has asked us to set aside. So I want to encourage all of you to spend more time, just setting aside time, I should say, to pray. Whether it's in your car on your way to work, I do believe that a lot of you are going to be called into supernatural prayer times, either in the middle of the night. Don't worry, you'll get your sleep. You'll get supernatural sleep. If you're up for an hour, guess what? The 3 hours that you have left will feel like 6. God's going to refresh you. You might not do something, and you might stay home and pray instead. Who knows what's going to happen? All I know is that as you follow the leading of the Spirit, those times are going to be sweet, but they're also going to be very supernaturally productive. There are things that are going to be birthed out of the Spirit into the natural where they can be seen. Anyone else resonating with this? Anyone else feeling like God is drawing you in? Who wants to put some expectations on some manifestation in September? It's going to be an amazing time. And our prayer leaders are incredible. And so all 7 days of the week, and it's only 4 weeks long, friends, we can make it through. Whatever prayer time you come to for this community is going to be a powerful time. If you bring your prayer gift to that prayer call, and you not just listen, but you participate, and you let God pray through you for the revival of marriage and family in the earth, and the revival of your marriage and family, and your lineage and legacy, for men and women in the earth, and divine masculine and feminine in the earth, when you bring your gift, and you partner with everybody else, there is going to be a breakthrough. And I believe that we are going to see crazy, amazing things from September until the rest of the year. All right, Bethany, I'm going to go ahead and let you take it off from here.
Awesome. So I just feel like let's pray into this in general. I think the reality is God is planting things in our heart. As Jackie was talking, I literally asked the Lord just really quick, Lord, what's something that you have to say tonight? And I saw a man planting like rose. Make sure y'all are muting yourselves, okay? Literally like a farmer planting seeds in a row. And when I heard the Holy Spirit saying is that our expectation, what we believe, what we're planting in the ground is also what's going to cause the manifestation in the spirit realm before it comes in the physical realm. And so I just feel led to pray into that and just prophesy a little bit over that as you all begin to just allow the seed of hope and expectation to arise within yourself. And so, Lord, we just thank you right now. We thank you for the word that came through Jackie. We thank you for the time of not just pausing and praying, but literally actively taking the kingdom of heaven by force, which you command us to do. God, we thank you that we are your sons and your daughters who are leaning in, and we're asking you, Father, to speak a fresh word to us in this due season, God, that as we continue to pray and intercede, God, that we will reap if we don't faint. So Lord, we thank you that we are the sower of the seed, not just you, but God, that we would sow seeds into the ground, that you would come in and water and cause those seeds to come up and flourish in due season. So Lord, I thank you for that prophetic revelation and that word of our community, that we are participants, excuse me, of all that you're doing in our lives, God, that we're not bystanders, but we are the ones that are literally partnering with you in the planting process. So Lord, I even pray right now and declare prophetically over everybody here, God, that you would give them just supernatural ability to hear you. God, you're always speaking that you would raise their antennas higher in the spirit realm. And we just thank you, God, that you would just continue to help us to recognize even the fun ways that you're showing up around us, whether it's signs or numbers or just things that are standing out in your word, or we run into someone and we hear a word through something that they're saying, God, that you would just help us attune to your heart and your voice in a fresh way in this season. And so, Lord, we just thank you also. I don't know who this is for, but I'm just going to lean into what the Lord is showing me. I literally started seeing, as I was saying all that and praying, a ballerina like twirling and dancing. And so I just declare fun in this time as well, that it's not a religious behavior or pattern to press in and pray. God wants to take us on adventures with him. And I love that word that when Jackie was saying, the expectation that we enter this time with and literally walk through September with, that it would be an expectation of fun and adventure with the Lord, that he's inviting us into this literal, like, he just wants to pop up and say, surprise, like, I just have this fresh thing for you. And so just that you would just start to see in the spirit realm, again, before they come, gifts that God wants to give you, that your heart and mind and spirit would be transformed in a way that you could receive every good thing that he has for you in the spirit before it even manifests here in the physical realm. So thank you, God, for surprises. Thank you, God, for, yeah, I just saw like, and imagine, like, I don't know if like our brothers in here can relate to this, but I just saw two women driving on a road like they're going on an adventure, and they've got the music on, cranked up, and it's fun. So however the guys like to do it, sometimes, you know, I receive things through my filter and what I understand, that for the men, that you would also have this time of liberation and just releasing just the fun and lightheartedness that God always intended for us to have, that we would no longer be weighed down or burdened with the cares of this world, including the cares in our own lives. And so, Lord, we just right now, we just come into agreement with that. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. We release yoke of bondages tonight. We release yokes off of our shoulders, things that we've picked up that you never intended us to carry, that have been bogging us down, even our own. For some, y'all know I'm already in my love story, but for some of you, that's how you've been viewing your love story. It's just felt really heavy and burdensome, and God wants you to remember in the month of September that his yoke is easy and his burden is light. That if you will continue to surrender that to him and partner with fun and grace and faith, that he's going to do something in you that which you cannot even ask, think, or imagine. That it's beyond anything that you could even fathom. And so we just declare just that fun and liberation. I keep hearing liberation. Whom the Son has set free is free indeed. And I just declare that over our community. Everyone here upgrades in the spirit realm of breakthrough. For those that have felt stuck, again, there's just this shedding. I keep seeing a shedding of bondages, a shedding of the things that have enabled you to be stuck at times. And Lord, I thank you that you would help us to see what we haven't been able to see in the days to come. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord.
You guys, you have to understand that there's only so much that you can do in the natural. Yeah. And then it has to be supernatural. And let's just take your love stories, for instance. They're supernatural. And God wants to remind you of that tonight.
Yeah.
They're supernatural. I understand that there's a lot of people out here in their own strength getting into some sort of romantic situation. But your love story is supernatural. And so it has to be birthed from the supernatural before it manifests in the natural. Do you understand that?
Yeah.
Just like anything else concerning you, it's going to come from the spirit realm before it comes into the natural realm.
Yeah.
Look, I've had a front row seat to a lot of love stories.
Yeah.
Lots and lots of them now. And I'm telling you, they all have very supernatural elements to them.
Mm-hmm.
They all have elements that don't make any human sense, and you wonder how. You know, you don't wonder how. You know that it had to be God that these two people came together. For instance, my love story. He moved in next door to me. I almost moved away the month before because I couldn't afford to live there anymore. And then after we got married to each other, I realized that I had seen him on a Jumbotron a year earlier, two years earlier, at an event. And I felt drawn to him. I knew him. And I couldn't figure out why I knew him. But I knew him because he was written in my story and he was in my future. Do you see what I'm talking about? You know the scripture that says, I, the Lord, when the time is right, I, the Lord, will make it happen. Right? But the thing that we don't understand is that the timing has more to do with us than him. God lives outside of time.
Yeah.
And so you can do more through surrender than you can through effort. Do you understand? You really can. And so September is going to be a month of surrender. So let's just nickname it that. September surrender. Shall we? And how do we do that? How do we do that? How do we surrender? I will tell you one way that we surrender is by prayer, is by doing things that make no sense instead of doing things that make sense.
Yeah.
Well, how in the world is it going to get me closer to whatever it is that I've been wishing and hoping and praying for? Maybe it's not your love story. Maybe it's something else. How is sitting here idly and praying going to get me? I need to put feet on my prayers, and I need to get out there. And friends, there is a time for that. There is a time for that, for sure, to take action. The proof of belief is action, but it's time to pray. I'm telling you, it's time to pray. It's time to surrender the outcome to the Lord and believe that he's doing things that you could never do, even if you worked 1,000 years. He's accelerating things.
My good friend has a book about bending time. Yeah. I believe God is bending time. And somebody needs to hear that, because you feel like you're out of time. You feel like you're running out of time. You feel like your time has passed you by. You feel like if this was going to happen for you, it would have happened already. But you don't understand that God can make happen in a moment what you could never make happen in 1,000 years of working. God can make happen in a moment, and he can restore the other attributes of the promise so that it's right on time. That's why God's always right on time, because he can bend time. You understand that, right? Time is at his will, just like everything else. Yes. And a lot of you are really, really tired. I can sense that in my spirit. A lot of you are really, really weary. You have had a lot of, just disappointment in a lot of different areas. I think for a lot of you, this year, 2025, has not been the year that you wanted it to be. But I just want to declare over you that this year is not over yet. It really isn't over yet. And so we can keep running on full octane, or we can surrender and come to a place of supernatural prayer where things are birthed and manifested in our favor. So that's what I'm going to be doing. And I hope that you're going to be doing that with me, because you can keep doing what you're doing that's not working, or we can pray, and we can believe in the power of prayer. In fact, I would love for you to put in the chat right now a time where you saw something miraculously happen when you prayed. I think we need to remember that prayer really is the most effective thing. The effectual, fervent prayer of the righteous availeth much. I really want to see you put in the chat a time when prayer changed everything. It doesn't make sense to pray when your back's up against the wall. You want to take action. You want to fight. You're in the fight or flight. You want to make something happen. You want to do something. But prayer is the only thing that works.
Yeah.
Remind yourself right now of a time when you prayed and you trusted God and the money came in and the miracle came in. I ran into a lady at the hallway of church today, and she wanted to stop me and tell me that literally she needed a certain amount of money by 6 p.m. on Friday, and the money came in from a benefactor at 5:56. 5:56, y'all. 4 minutes. Put it in there. Put it in the chat. Remind yourself and everybody else. In fact, I'd like to go ahead and run with this for a minute, Candy. I want to run with people reminding themselves and each other about the supernatural power of God. So if you can give a testimony in 30 seconds or less of seeing God's supernatural power.
Yeah.
Because of prayer. Because if your prayer is somebody else's prayer, then let's take those testimonies, Candy, for a couple minutes.
You're saying Candy, right?
Yes.
Okay, you want me to give one for myself?
Yeah, you can give one and then have other people give theirs. 30 seconds or less.
Great, sounds good. Okay, I was just going to say, I needed money to go to the Dan McCollum Trainer School, and he provided every penny that I needed for the school. So who wants to go next?
I'll
go next.
This is Eloise. And this happened years ago, but I was robbed at gunpoint and locked in the trunk of my car. And I told God, I said, I don't know if I have to stay here all night, but I know that you're going to get me out of this. And in 15 minutes, he miraculously got me out of that car.
And, wow. That's crazy.
That's a crazy story, Eloise. Thank you. Yeah.
So, the miraculous thing at the very end of the evening, the Lord said to me, I'm there for you, especially in the tight places. So, that's it. Praise God.
That's amazing. I love that, especially in the tight places. All right, who wants to go next? We see hands raised. Go ahead.
Hi, I'll go next. So at the end of June, I was gifted a very large sum of money, and I was able to, I had a car loan. I was able to pay off the car loan, and I was able to cut my mortgage in half with the money that I was gifted, and to put money into retirement. And that 6 months ago wouldn't have even known it was possible.
Wow, y'all, grab that. If you need a breakthrough financially, when someone shares something, grab it for yourself. All right, I see Crystal next. If I have that wrong, whoever's next, keep going. I'm going to stay muted while y'all share. I love it.
Okay, so I went to Catch the Fire Cuenca in Ecuador to preach there. And at the end, they wanted me to pray for the people. So there was no time for the translator and me to get the prayer request. So I just prayed whatever the Holy Spirit put on my heart. And I was sharing on Faith Friday. There was a lady that I prayed for. I mean, I don't know where, I didn't know what she needed or whatever. But anyway, I got a call on Sunday after I was back from there. And I had prayed for her business. And I didn't know that her business would explode beyond, you know, unreasonable means and expectations. And she was going to close her hair salon because she had no clients. And Monday morning when she showed up in Ecuador, there was a line down the street of people waiting to get their hair cut.
Amen. I love that. I have one. I worked at a homeless shelter, and there was a girl that had checked in, and she was really young, and I was really concerned about her. And I told her that this area was not safe at night, and she needed to be back by curfew at 10 p.m. because if not, we just give your bed away at the shelter. That's how it works. Well, she wasn't back by 10 p.m. Like, the third night that she was there, she didn't show back up at 10 p.m. And I knew she didn't know anyone in the city. She was only, like, 18 years old. So when I left my shift at 11 p.m., I said, Lord, I said, I need you to let me find that girl. I need to help her. And Holy Spirit led me in my car like a GPS. This was back in the 90s to this apartment complex I had never been in. I got out of my car and I started yelling her name, and she came out of an apartment. She was there, and she got in my car, and I was able to take her back and help her.
Wow, I love that. I love it. That was amazing, y'all. Catherine, I think you're next. Let's go.
Yes, I was praying to be able to be financially independent as a single mom, and that includes having my own place and not having to live with parents or anyone else. And the Lord... I mean, going back to yesterday, Supernatural Saturdays with, you know, the Lord giving a prophetic word, and there's his part and there's my part. I was given a prophetic word a while back that I believe is a prophetic word about moving from Long Island to upstate New York. And God and I partnered up, and I did my part, and he did his part. And I am moving to my own apartment within upstate New York tomorrow. And I moved up here August 19th. So God really paved the way with the obedience I was doing and just everything else. And it's amazing how he partners with us. So that was a very powerful Supernatural Saturday this week. And it's so true.
Wow, y'all, if you need provision like that, grab onto that. Who's next? I think it's Stephanie.
I was delivered from smoking overnight. Like 38 years ago, I've been smoke-free, and I never, ever wanted another cigarette, ever.
Wow, that's so huge. I accidentally pushed someone's hand down. I don't remember who it was, but if it was you, put your hand back up. Sorry about that.
Looks like Debbie, are you next? Go for it.
Last year, I was really sick. I was on oxygen at night and needing more and more oxygen because I couldn't breathe during the day. And my quality of life was really bad. I couldn't walk very well because I was always winded. Well, last year, God completely healed me. I'm no longer on oxygen. I can breathe. I can walk. I'm not having any issues.
That's awesome.
So I'm just really grateful.
So
There you go. If you all need something physical or some kind of healing, grab onto her testimony. I love that. Melissa?
Yes. All summer, and I couldn't find another job, and then the some hours were going to be cut at my other part-time job, and a week before school started, I got an interview, and I got a new job.
He cares about jobs. Wow, I love that. Okay, Juliana.
In 2014, I drove 8 hours to throw my best friend in a wedding shower. And we visited this little church of 100 people in the middle of nowhere. And I ran into this guy named Justin, who I met in Pemba, Mozambique, 2 years before. And I had no way to pay for housing in law school at all, even with maxed out student loans. And he says, oh, Juliana, you should meet my mom. So the next day he introduces me to his mom, and she put me up for 3 years for free in law school.
Wow, 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 wow. That's so super sweet. Len, you're next.
So last month, I know you guys were praying for me. I was trying to buy a condo in Florida and thought it was going to go through, fell through. I decided not to do it. And I just told the Lord, I want your will more than I want my will. And I know that you have something even better. And 2 days ago, I randomly called my cousin, told her what was going on. She said, you need to call our other cousin because she is selling her house. It's mind blowing. What I was going to put for a down payment on the Port Charlotte house, I am buying this house for. It's insane. So I'm not going to have a mortgage. And it's everything I have been asking the Lord for. And it's in a Christian community. It's just unbelievable.
Stop. That's so amazing. You guys, did you hear that? To hear all the details of that, no mortgage, Christian community, everything she's ever wanted. I'm telling you, God is answering prayers. You guys, do you believe that we're in a season of answered prayers, manifested prayers? Prayers that are manifested. Do you believe that? Do you believe that possibly when you get led away into some sort of intercession, you're giving birth to someone else's promise in here? Do you believe that you could be a midwife to someone's promise in here?
Yeah.
And what you help make happen for others, God makes happen for you. Bethany remembers this. Candy probably remembers this too. We had a girl in one of our first classes, like, because, you know, they're OGs. They're all part of this program.
Yeah.
And she really, really wanted to have a baby. Not only was she, you know, getting to an age where she didn't think she would be when her husband finally shows up, but also she had a bunch of medical problems that caused her to have a hysterectomy, you know, while she was with us in this program. And she was devastated, like all of her dreams of having a baby over, right? So long story short, she has a dream, and in the dream, a cousin of hers has a baby. And in the dream, you know, it's given to her, and it becomes her baby, like right at birth. And she wakes up and she's like, this cousin's a real person. And as far as she knows, the cousin's not pregnant. So she calls her mom and she says, Mom, is so-and-so pregnant? And the mom says, not that I know of. But then that caused a domino effect of the mom talking to her sister, who is his cousin's mom, and finding out that, yes, she had been secretly pregnant.
Wow.
And actually, she was about to give birth. And actually, the mom and the daughter, the cousin and the cousin's mom, so the aunt, were talking about how when she gave birth, they should ask my student if he wants to take the baby.
Real thing.
And so she had this dream that this child was hers and it was given to her. And then it actually happened right after that, within like 2 weeks in real life.
Yep.
Come on, y'all.
Yes.
Who wants to see the supernatural?
Woo. Yes.
You've already seen it. Keep testifying. Every time someone testifies of the supernatural here tonight, I want you to understand that what God has done, he will do again and again and again.
Yes.
And even things that we haven't seen him do. You can be the first.
Yes.
The first testimony of that kind. So keep going, Candy. Mary, you're next.
So when I moved back to Maryland from Texas, I could not get my license plate off to change it to the Maryland license plate because the screws were stuck, and I was praying, please, you know, there was nobody around in the parking lot. I was like, please just send somebody to help me. And I started walking down the street a little bit, and this guy came around the corner, and I looked at him, he looked at me, he said, you need help. I said, yes, I need help. He said, God told me you needed help. I'm here to help. So he came over and he got them off and he got my license plates fixed, and we talked a little bit, and I never saw him since then, but he was an angel from God.
Wow, y'all, I wonder how many angels have appeared in our lives. So that's so super sweet. I love that. And y'all just remember the things that you're praying for. Grab these things for you to believe for your miracle, your supernatural. Helen, I see you next.
Yeah, I have a lot, but I'll just share. Years ago, I was desperate to go on my first mission trip, and I had all kinds of immigration issues. It would take too long to tell all of that, but had people praying for me, was on my knees, just saying to God, God, I believe you're calling me. And long story short, it was literally the day of the flight that I got everything that I needed to get on that flight to India. I literally walked into the school, ministry school that I was a part of, and everybody erupted because all the prayers that had been said and the scripture that we kept pressing, one of the scriptures we kept pressing into, 2 Chronicles 26, verse 6, where it says, Lord God of our ancestors, are you not the God of who is in heaven? You rule over all the kingdoms of the nations. And just to encourage anybody with immigration issues, he rules over the kingdoms of the nations. He's over every authority and every office. And we kept praying that, and that came to be. Amen.
Amen.
When you were sharing, I literally heard clapping in heaven. It was super sweet. And so I just pray that you all, when you're hearing your sisters and brothers' testimonies, that you'll be super happy for them and what God did for them.
Candy, right, just real quick, hold on one second. Let's not pass this by. This is a massive opportunity in our community. There's so many people having immigration issues that are in either spirit mate relationships, already married, all the things, and people to come that are going to face dynamics with this. So we'll go back to the testimonies, but I feel like we should really pray into this for a minute. And so I'm going to pray over all of those. But Helen, you're off my screen now. I can't see you. But I would love for you to pray and declare and release that over everybody as well. If you want to do that first, actually, and then I'll jump in.
Yeah. I thought about that when you said, Bethany. Jesus, we thank you that you are the ruler over all, and that nothing is too hard or too impossible for you. And you do rule over every kingdom, over every government, over every nation. And they are under your authority. So we ask that you move, and you are moving on behalf of every person that needs a move of God from the supernatural into the natural, over their immigration situation, over passport control and border control, over their papers for their marriages, over their papers to move to whatever country you want them to move to be together. God, there's nothing too hard for you. We celebrate ahead of time what you're doing, that you will get all the praise and the glory, because it'll be where people said, we didn't know what to do, but our eyes were on you, God, like King Jehoshaphat said in the Bible. We didn't know what to do, but our eyes were on you. What we did is we worshiped you, we praised you, we went into battle with praise. And so I pray for every person going through this situation that their battle would be praise. They would worship you, God, whether on their knees, whether on the phone, whether in this community, that they would be on their knees worshiping you. And as you do that, you move on their behalf, that you show yourself strong on their behalf, and you're already doing that. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen, amen. I just want to release really quick, as Helen was praying, I saw in the spirit realm, not only for people dealing with immigration issues, but I heard the Lord saying people that have been desiring for their entire lives to travel, or even just recently, and you felt like there's just a total restriction, whether it's you don't have money, you don't have this, you don't have time, I don't know what the barrier is, but I saw the passport open and it being stamped, approved. And so we're praying into supernatural right tonight. So let's receive in the supernatural that God wants to provide for you to be able to take that trip. Y'all, years ago, I was single, didn't know how I was going to get the money to go on the Austin retreat, but God, when I prayed, he said to do it and, you know, walk it out by faith. And God led me to do all kinds of things to raise money as well as make money and all the things. God wants to help us, and he will do things supernaturally, but sometimes we've got to do some things too. And so, Lord, we just thank you for your yes. Even, I don't know if y'all remember, Pam Petty, way back, for those of you that weren't with our community, at the beginning of 2025, she had a vision when we were on a prayer call of all green lights. And y'all, if you weren't on Wednesday for my ladies' prayer call, that came up again. All green lights in 2025. So no matter what you've been feeling in your spirit, I know, even myself, I feel resistance in things because the enemy resists. He does, but who is greater? God is greater than any resistance that we feel. No, I just realized I'm wearing green. This is so funny. I had no plan of saying this, but I was like, Lord, what should I put on tonight? And the green shirt stood out to me. And so for whoever really needs to receive that, that word, green is about flourishing and thriving. And God is saying, all green lights to you, my son and my daughter, where you felt resistance in the past, partner with faith. Partner with, I am approving, I'm approving, I'm approving. And even when we feel, again, that resistance and the obstacles of the enemy, we must, where the, you know, the kingdom of heaven suffers violence, the violent take it by force. In Jesus' name, the violent. We are the ones that will contend on behalf of heaven and bring heaven here to earth. So what is heaven saying to you tonight, where you've been partnering with lack, orphan mentalities, less than mindsets, and God's not mad at us, you all. Do you understand? He's not mad at us when we have those mindsets and heart postures, but he doesn't want us to stay there. Tonight is inviting us to come out of those places and spaces into the wide open adventure, remember? Melissa Dawn, you're wearing green tonight. That's not by accident. Not that everybody has to wear green. Helen's wearing green, actually. I think a little bit there, too. So
I'm wearing green all.
Interesting. I just don't think it's a coincidence. So receive that if you want. God's doing something. He's on the move, and he's moving in your life. All right. Awesome. So we are going to go ahead with more testimonies for a little bit, but I do want the prophetic team to be ready. Like the last 10 minutes, I want us to prophetically release some things. So be praying and asking God, prophetic team, and you know who you are. Obviously, Candy, you're one of them. But go ahead. I know we have a lot of hands up. We'll get through as many as we can, okay? And if we need to, we can always circle back. So don't feel like you have to take your hand down. All right, whoever is next, go ahead.
Before they do that, though, Bethany,
yes, awesome.
While you were praying, I saw something. I want to release it because of that immigration. I saw a ferry boat, and it was pushing off, and I heard, push off the dock, push off the dock, push away from the dock. And so thank you, Lord, go ahead. I heard somebody.
Somebody's just unmuted. Yep.
Do you want this or no?
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I heard. That's what I heard.
What about the drink? You wanted the drink?
I don't want the drink. Make sure you're muted if you're not praying, okay? For those of you, grab that word, okay? And let's see, who's next? I think Teresa.
Yeah, so just this week, God gave me a lady and said, you need to meet with her. And when I reached out to her, I thought it was because she was a new neighbor. And long story short, she owns a music festival, and I'm now heading up prayer for a massive music festival that's happening next month, September. So prayer is going to be very important for me in September. And I'm helping with the planning and orchestration of the entire event, which that's not even my background. But it's a crucial piece of a huge vision God gave me. And I couldn't have done the next vision God gave me without this piece that there's no way I could have gotten myself.
Amen. She said a key word, vision, vision, vision. You know what? I would love to hear at least one of the men, because I think that they probably have one of their hands up. Go ahead. Or Pamela, go ahead, go for it.
So my twin sister and I were adopted at about 2 years, around 2 years old. And of course, throughout my life, I always had questions. I wanted answers. I didn't look like anybody else in my family. You know, I'm of the brown skin tone. Everybody else was white. Sometime in my 20s, I filled out an adoption registry form online, in the state that I was adopted in, and I never touched it again. I never updated it. My email was still the same. My phone number was still the same, but I never updated it. About 15 years later, a Christian-based reality TV show found that registry page and contacted me and said, would you like to meet your biological family? If we can find them, would you like to come on our TV show? And so I know that that was nobody but God, because I never even checked on that page. I'd forgotten all about it. They found us, and we went on this reality TV show 4 years ago and met our entire biological family that was still living, one of which is a older sister. We have the same mother and father, but we were separated from each other. So I just praise God, because I know that was supernatural. It was nobody but him.
Wow. Anybody wants that for your family? That is huge. That is amazing. Can you just really, really, really quick release that? And then I think Bethany wanted us to have maybe, what do you think, Bethany, one more share, and then we'll go into what you want to do next.
Yeah, so Melissa Fletcher was trying to talk earlier. So after we pray into that, let her go, and then we'll do some prophetic time.
Father God, I just come to you so humbly right now with a heart of gratitude for all that you've done in my life, for how powerful that you've shown yourself, Father God. Let it be that you show yourself in a powerful way to everybody here, Father God. I rebuke any orphan spirits, any spirits of not belonging or not being accepted. We rebuke that in Jesus' holy name, Father God. We know that you are the sovereign Lord. We know that you love us in our failings. You love us in our victories. You love us no matter what, Father God. And we know that you will never fail us. In Jesus' name I pray. Amen.
Yes, Lord.
So what I was wanting to share, last year I went to the Million Women Conference in D.C. on October 12th. And during the prayer part that we were praying for the LGBTQ community, we had certain prayers that we were praying. And we are instructed to draw a bloodline. And while we were praying to be calling out on the people in our life that were in that community against the spirit of Ishtar, and you were supposed to imagine like you were pulling them across the bloodline.
Yes.
So I was calling out every name of everybody that I knew in that community, but when I got to my niece, who at the time was 18 years old, and she had been in the same-sex relationship for 2 years, when I started to pray for her, I felt something immediately shift in the spirit.
Yes.
And for God told me that it was taken care of, that it was done, I didn't have to worry, and it was taken care of. But the amazing thing was, I believed it, but I thought that it was going to be years down the road. And on January 1st was the next time I saw her. She showed up at my mom's house with her boyfriend, and they had been together for a month. So I'm like, that was less than 45 days. She has a boyfriend. She broke up with her girlfriend, and she gave her heart to the Lord, and she had a Christian boyfriend, so not just any boyfriend. And I just saw her today when I was leaving the movies, and she's still with the same boyfriend. So to me, that was one of the most amazing things the Lord's ever done in my life, for me.
Wow, that's so powerful. Thank you, Melissa, for sharing that. Y'all, that's a word too, like reaching into the spirit and pulling those that you love across that bloodline and interceding for them. So I just want to declare that over any of you that right now, even it just your kids are far gone from the Lord, and it looks like they're going in the wrong direction really fast. I just want to encourage you to partner tonight in the spirit, that you are reaching and grabbing them in the spirit realm, lovingly, of course, and pulling them and interceding for them to be brought under the blood of Jesus Christ and across that bloodline into God's plan and destiny for them. And so I just want to encourage you all in that. And one of the things I wanted to say, and then for our prophetic team, if y'all can just be ready, I'm going to pass it over to you all, a couple of you, since I've already gone a little bit. But when that person unmuted, they didn't mean to, but when they said, do you, I don't know if it was, do you want the drink or do you want a drink? But as soon as I heard that, I felt like that was a confirmation even from the Lord. Just, you know, we're talking about leaning into a new supernatural in September, like rivers of living water flow from heaven down into us and flood through all these broken areas, the dead places. You know, Isaiah 43:19, you know, that he's doing a new thing. Do you not perceive it? I'm bringing streams in the wasteland and rivers in the desert. And y'all, if I'm saying that backwards, forgive me. But just the point is that there's new life coming. So do you want a drink tonight? Do you want a drink of the Spirit? Because I want to encourage you to like open up and drink of the Spirit of the living God, who is moving and available and washing over every area in your life. All right, somebody, we got all kinds of things going on in the unmuted tonight. I know things happen by accident, but let's stay in the vein. I don't know about, I don't know if Kemi or Ebony or Shelly, Candy, if you have anything else, anyone seeing anything or hearing something from the Lord for the
community? Yes, you know, I was, this has been ringing through and through, and I just got to say this, has, you know, I'm hearing God saying, has he told his Sarah through, you know, others, the angels and visitors, that by this time next year, you would have your baby? And she laughed. And God is using this period to say, by this time next year, by this time next month. So it really was jumping off the page for me, as Jackie said, September, attributing September to birth. What's going to happen for you, to you, through you, around you next month? It is a birthing season. And so what God can do, as she mentioned, right? What God can do in a moment, sometimes we forfeit our peace, even as Sarah also did, right? She wanted to help God out. So I'm putting this out that this is a moment where the angels, this prophetic time, the angels are saying, by this time next year, by this time next month, so whatever it is for you by this time next month. So I pray that in this space, as people are sharing and as the prophetic is being released, that we are sensitized to it and we tap into it. Our antennas are up. We're in tune and attuned with what the Holy Spirit is nudging us to say. That in this moment, God is saying, I want you to not only pray, but I want you to put your praise on by this time next year, by this time next month. What is it? In your own power, by your power, O Lord, it is released to this community. And this community serves as angels, as the angels did to Abraham, as God did to Abraham, as those visitors did to Abraham. God used so many opportunities to remind Abraham and Sarah of his promise. I will, I will, I will. So, Father, I thank you that even in our doubts and moments where we want to help you, I thank you that your promise is still released. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. I just want to confirm that word. I actually, the Lord had given me this story just a couple days ago, and I've just been meditating on it, and God gave it to me again for tonight, but out of Genesis. But the promise that God had given Abraham was, I will bless her and also give you a son by her. Then I will bless her and she will be a mother of nations. Kings of peoples shall come from her. And then it goes on to say that that's exactly what happened. Sarah conceived and she bore Abraham a son in his old age at the set time of which God had spoken to him. And Hebrews 11:11 says, by faith, Sarah herself also received strength to conceive seed. And she bore a child when she was past the age because she judged him faithful who had promised. And that was what really stuck out to me. She judged him. She made a final consideration in her heart that he who promised was faithful. And when I looked it up online, one of the authors talked about how somewhere between receiving the prophetic word and the vision, like the word actually coming to pass, Sarah came to faith in the Lord to stand and believe that he who promised her was faithful, and he did show himself faithful. So I just also thought we were also to take that he is faithful, that promise. He is faithful, that promise.
Yes. So powerful, so powerful, you all. That's kind of what I was alluding to earlier with the prophetic words I was releasing. If you all haven't caught that, we have to receive the revelation from heaven first, partner in faith with that in the spirit realm, and then it's birthed into the physical realm. Y'all, for some of you that have been in the community a long time, you know that's how God led me to start declaring I was a bride, and not just with my words, like I was receiving it in my spirit. And I was receiving it in my heart and partnering in faith with it, walking around my house. Thank you, God, I am a bride. God, thank you that my spirit mate is coming. God, thank you that you're highlighting him to me and me to him. And I just started leaning in all the way as far as I could to partner with faith in every opportunity. And when the lies came, y'all, it wasn't always easy, but we've got to catch those things and cast them out. And if we can't, if we're struggling to get rid of that stuff, we have to ask the Lord, what is causing me to partner with things that aren't true with you and who you are? Praise the Lord. Things are going to get birthed. People right now are getting faith building up in your spirit. And you're like, maybe I can believe. Maybe I can believe. And you might even feel your heart just burning a little bit right now. I just want to encourage you to put your hand over your heart. Let's just do this. Let's ask for a fresh fire of the Holy Spirit to come in our hearts. Let's do that for a minute. Father, so if you want to partner with me, I want more of God. I want more of everything that he has for me. I want every promise. I don't want to miss one of them. So let's pray for an infilling of the Holy Spirit, a fresh fire to come on us tonight, because it's by the endowment of the power of the Holy Spirit that we can have the faith. That's how Sarah judged that word, because God imparted to her the gift of faith, the measure of faith. So God, we just ask right now, we thank you. We thank you for a fresh infilling of the Holy Spirit, that the power that they waited in the upper room, they waited and they tarried, and you came and you sent the Holy Spirit. And Holy Spirit, we just thank you for being here with us tonight. We thank you for coming down and filling us up with a fresh fire, a hunger and a thirst for your righteousness, Lord, for your word, for your truth, that you would stir up the gifts of God within us. God, that we would burn for you. First and foremost, long before we would ever try to burn for a relationship, God, that we would burn for you. God, set our hearts on fire. We know that as Jesus met the men on the road to Emmaus, when Jesus walked away from them, the men were like, did our hearts not burn within us? The power and the presence of the Lord is among you, is among us. He's here tonight. Y'all, he's walking in and out just like he does in a service, no matter if we're on a highway like this in the spirit realm through the highways and byways, whatever you want to say, online or we're in person. God is, he's walking. And when he walks into the room, everything changes. There's a song that's called that. Something like walk into the room or walk in the room. If y'all look it up, it's so powerful. It's so powerful. When he walks into the room, everything changes. God, I ask you to come to those that are weary, that have been weary, that are burdened. We were talking about like the bondages earlier, God, that you would just come. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. You know, back in the day when they would hold slaves, you know, they would literally, chains would be like tied to a stone. And as I just said that in the spirit, I literally saw God. I'm not kidding. I'm not making this up. I saw him taking a sledgehammer and just starting to break chains, to break chains. And so whoever you are, God sees you. He knows that you've been doing everything that you know to do, but you still feel bound. You still feel the weight of sin and that struggle that you've been struggling with, that continues to keep taking you backwards, whether it's with your thoughts, whether it's with a sin pattern, whatever it is. God loves you. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. And he's pausing tonight just to say, I love you and I am here to set you free. Yes, Lord, where the Spirit of the Lord is, there is freedom and liberty for the captives. In Jesus' name, thank you for setting us free, Lord, in every way that we need it. In every way that we need it, in Jesus' name. Does anyone else on the prophetic team have something? I know we're at 8:59.
I just want to say this really fast. So when you said that you heard the interruption of, do you want a drink? What I heard was Holy Spirit saying to us, like, before you even release this fire, I heard, if he says, do you want a drink? Say, yes, I do. Yes, I want a drink. I want a drink of the Holy Spirit. I want a refill. He gives free refills. And I, right before that, earlier, I saw a big dump truck, and it was digging a foundation. So I just thank you, Lord. I don't know if it's a house for somebody. I don't know if it's a house when you get married. I don't know what it is, but take it.
Digging a hole for a foundation, that's so good. God, thank you for healing our foundations. Some of y'all, your foundation was broken in your family line before you even came into the world, and God is coming and he's healing the foundations in your life, the things that cause you to fear that you're not even sure if you would be a good match for a spirit mate. And the Lord wants to say the devil is a liar. Your foundations are being restored and rebuilt. He is the repairer of the breach. He's the repairer of all the broken and fallen places in our lives. We do not have to partner with fear. Fear has to do with torment. Perfect love casts out all fear. Perfect love. Father, I thank you for your love. I just felt it enter the room. I don't know if you all felt it yourself as well, but I felt it when I said that. God, you're such a good father. You're so loving. You're so kind. I just pray right now that you would help your sons and daughters receive your love in a fresh way. We're so thankful for the fire, but his love is what sets us on fire to begin with. So, Lord, help us to receive your love. And if we struggle to receive your love, God, I pray for healing. I thank you for the balm of Gilead upon every heart, mind, body, soul, and spirit that's here tonight. Those that are going to watch the replay, God, heal them from the inside out. Your case, I hear the Lord saying, your case isn't too hard for me. And what he's saying is some of you think that your life and your backstory and your problems are just too much. Too much for God and too much for you and too much for somebody else. And God is taking those lies, and one by one, if you'll let him, he's trying to just pick those off of the tree that you've been eating off of and give you new roots and new fruit in the days to come, because God has something good for you. God knows exactly what you need. He knows the timing that will literally be a blessing to you and not a burden. You know, do y'all understand that good parents don't give their kids things before those kids are mature enough to receive it? Truth. Good parents take care to know when their kids are really able to handle the weight of something. And so you might be saying, well, gosh, I feel like I've been doing this for a long time. When am I ever going to be ready? It doesn't mean you're not ready for some of the things he's ready to surprise you with, but you just might not be ready for all of them. I want to encourage you to partner with God. I thank you that you have surprises for me, and when I'm ready to receive them, you're going to give them to me. Y'all, he's not withholding. He's giving. He's giving. Does anyone else on the team have a word?
I just had one other thing. You had said the scripture earlier, but again, I just wanted to confirm it. I got water baptized again this morning. I had 20 years ago, but because I wanted to make a mile marker in the sand that I am forgetting the former things and not dwelling on the past, but looking to behold the new thing that God is doing. So I just wanted to share that scripture also tonight. Forget the former things and do not dwell on the past. For behold, he does a new thing. He does a new thing. So Lord, help us to look for that, to behold that. In Jesus' name. Mm-hmm.
Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. Yes, Lord. So, okay, I want you to put in the chat. We're going to start to wind tonight down. I know we have hands up. I want to encourage you all. Let's continue Two things. Put in the chat. Let's start this part first. Sorry, that was kind of confusing. What Shelley was just saying there is, let's forget the former things. So, what are you leaving behind tonight? What are you going to let go of? And I want you to put that in the chat. You're saying goodbye to that thing. And literally that it's not just you're going to type it in the chat, but you're going to, when the enemy comes knocking on your door to remind you of that thing, you're going to say, devil, I'm free of that thing in Jesus' name, and I'm moving forward. And you just keep moving forward. So what is it that you're letting go of? And understand that even tonight or tomorrow, the enemy will probably come quick to try to get you to partner back with that thing. I see people putting in there rejection, orphan, doubt, fear. For those that are watching the replay, I just want them to see some things. Anger, shame, scarcity, mindsets, old cycles with exes, worry, anxiety, unbelief, weariness, heaviness. Yes, in Jesus' name. Come to the water and drink. Come to the fountain and drink. I just keep hearing that. I saw something in the chat that made me think about that. You know, when we're weary and heavy laden, as this keeps tonight, that's been a kind of a core thing. I keep going back to it in my spirit. But when we're weary and heavy laden, if we will come to the water and drink, which is what Jackie was talking about regarding the Sabbath. So many of us, myself included, life is so busy, 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 busy. But in the midst of that, God's saying, come away with me. Return to your first love. Return to your first love, and let's have an intimate time together this month. What I'm talking about is you and the Lord. You and the Lord rekindling and really just loving and joy, like worship, like, and even like, y'all, I love worship. I don't know about any of you all. But even as I've been listening to worship, I haven't been enjoying it as much in the last few months. And that's not like me. I love to worship. But see, I know that's a sign the enemy's bringing oppression, oppression, oppression. That's not because God and the Spirit's not still working. The enemy's just trying to oppose, and I don't have to receive that. Sometimes we offer a sacrifice of praise, right? Some of you all, that's what you need to do this week. Offer a sacrifice of praise. And that means you're, no matter what you feel or you're experiencing, that you're going to worship. That our worship is warfare. That song, you know, this is how I fight my battles. I don't know if that's actually the name of that song, but it's true. It's true. All right, thank you for putting those in there. Y'all, I've forgotten the other thing. For those of you that had your hands up, I almost forgot. And I saw David Wright did have his hand up as well. I want to encourage you all to come into the groups and let's talk about the wins. I know we have to talk about our questions and the hard things, but man, when in the past in this community, when we have come in and asked the community to really come in with your wins, with your testimonies, don't you all feel a shift in the groups? It's really a positive, it's kind of an uplift, a boost of adrenaline, if you will, like getting hooked up to an IV and just letting the truth of God fill you up. And so I want to encourage you to come into the groups. I know it can be tough because it can feel like we didn't give you an opportunity. We see you. I see you, Stephanie and Mandy and Elizabeth and Anya and Tanya and Kenton. And I saw David, and there might have been some others. Come into the groups. Post, what did God do for you? Let it encourage your brothers. Let it encourage your sisters. And let's this next month, let's partner with what has God done, what is he doing, and celebrating wins. And we're going to trust him in the hard things. And remember, we're not partnering with hard, because the Holy Spirit's empowering us to do all things. He's more than able. He's more than able. He's mighty God, everlasting Father, Prince of Peace. So do you need peace tonight? God himself is peace. So ask him to come and visit you and fill you afresh with peace. Whatever it is you have need of. The little boy with the little lunch, they thought, how is that going to feed all these people? That's what the disciples said. And Jesus took it and he increased it and multiplied it. So that's a word for somebody tonight too. You don't see how it's going to work out. You look at what you have and you feel like you have too little, And God is saying, just give it to me and I'm going to increase it. I'm going to expand it. I'm going to increase it and I'm going to bless your life through it. I don't know if that's someone that has a writing gift. I don't know if that's someone that's really feeling called to start a business. If it's someone that you just, you know, God's leading you to just sow into someone else. I don't know what, but multiple things people are hearing right now. God wants to meet you in that and expand that and bless that. We love you. We're so glad that you were here tonight. We hope that you were encouraged and that you continue to speak to your own spirit like David did. Why are you downcast, oh my soul? Hope in the Lord. We're going to hope in the Lord together this month. Y'all, we'll see you for the ladies tomorrow morning on prayer. I'm assuming the men are going to join prayer, but men, I will try to get the answer to that tomorrow on our team meeting, and I'll come into the group and post so that everybody's on the same page with what we're doing for prayer in September, okay? God bless you all. Have a great night, everyone. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Bethany.
Bye-bye. Thank you,
Bethany. God bless you all.
God bless.
Thank you, Bethany.